Wow. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Ms. Sarah Noble. And what is the name of your organization again?
It's the B Noble Group.
All right. The B Noble Group. And it represents what?
And our work focuses on leadership development and centers healing and wellness. And so to maybe help listeners make the connections, we really focus on the people doing the work in community to both be healed from whatever it is that they need to be healed from, so that they are well humans to carry forward the work like we're talking about today.
I love that. That's great. And we're joined by CEO of Planned Parenthood for the state of Wisconsin, Ms. Tanya Atkinson. Before we went to break, my guest, my co-host who's with me right now, Mr. Sandy Williams, had a question. Sandy?
Well, yeah, first I wanted to applaud what you were saying about the need to now focus, or at least to make sure that this shines a bright light on the need to focus on children once born and what society owes to children in terms of providing them with a birthright of opportunity and safety and health. My reaction to this is it's definitely a lemon, and it creates this awful reality. But on the other hand, lemons provide the opportunity to make lemonade, and it strikes me that there is lemonade to be made of this. One source of the lemonade is to focus everyone's attention now on making sure that all these children who are born possibly without choice are provided with opportunities of birthright that should be the opportunity for every child born. But then secondly, last week on the show I mentioned that I thought this was a bit like dog catches car. And that the movement that was so strongly pro-life had something theoretical that they could argue about and get everyone all stirred up about while it was theoretical, and they had this litmus for the right in to be a Republican you had to be pro-life, but the polls have long suggested that the American public, predominantly majority-wise, favors choice. And so now when the rubber hits the road, will we be able to reach out and make contact with all those people who pull in the direction of being pro-choice to get them to become the political force that they otherwise didn't have to be when all of this was just a theoretical argument? That's a question.
Could you repeat the second part of the question, please?
Well, the point is that the dog catches car now, and now it's a reality that after the Supreme Court decision, we will actually have laws in place in Wisconsin and elsewhere that ban abortion. But the public, when polled on the question of choice, favors choice. Apparently, 65-70% of the public favors choice. I think politically, those people who favor choice but vote for Republicans have been able to do so because this risk of outlawing abortion was viewed as theoretical. You know, people would talk about the appointment of Supreme Court justices, but it wasn't necessarily going to result in the outcome which now it has resulted in. So my question is there lemonade to be made of this, because now this reality will cause, will give the potential that these people who have been voting pro-Republican, pro-right, pro-choice candidate, pro-life candidates, will have a reality that might moderate their view.
Yeah, that is a very interesting question, and certainly we're seeing the mobilization happening around the country, as you said, the vast majority of people do support this, and I think the vast majority of people understand that when you make abortion illegal, it doesn't go away; it becomes unsafe, and while people can have complex feelings around abortion, it remains to be seen whether those individuals who have that you talked about that have said that they are pro-choice and yet continue to vote for candidates who are vehemently anti-choice,
It's a big question, and it remains to be seen. I think, the first part of your comment about investing in maternal health care and other critical investments that we need to make, I think that it is an and, that people need to have bodily autonomy, and it is critical that we make more public health investments in all the things that Ms. Noble spoke of.
You know, certainly we're at a time where people are going to have to live and die with the decisions that are going to be made. And, you know, there's a lot of concern about the gathering and the organizing of people, and not just women, but people right now all over the country and really basically all over the world who are addressing this issue. And those who are making the decisions, clearly those handful of folk on the Supreme Court and congressmen and senators who are on the right and who want to take away the rights of women. What is your thought with Republican women, conservative women, who have been voting along the lines of pro-life, and now that they're pushed to really make a choice and a decision, what do you think? Because many of them now, as Sandy said before, were, even though they may have said they were pro-life, when you count the numbers, they wind up pro-choice. What is your outlook on where they're going to be headed, election-wise?
Yeah,
do you think this is going to have some impact on the outcome of the elections?
I do. I think that, I think that this issue is going to be front and center in the federal and the statewide elections. And whether it is the folks that, whether they voted conservative in the past or not, I think there's going to be an impact there. And I think that for folks who, for whatever reason, didn't vote, maybe in some of the past elections, I do think there's going to be an impact there. People understand, we believe that people understand the impact. Like you said, people are going to live and die by these decisions, and it's going to have a disproportionate impact on who does experience the impact of these decisions and what the Supreme Court has done. So I do believe that it's going to have an impact in the elections. I do believe that it's going to be front and center in a lot of people's minds, that perhaps it wasn't, it wasn't the thing that they, that, made them check a certain box, when they got into the voting booth. So I do think it's going to have an impact, and I do think it is adding fuel to the movement.
How does Planned Parenthood?
Sandy, we want you to hold the thought.
Okay.
We've got to go to a break. If you guys will just hang on again, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, Ms. Tanya Atkinson, she's the CEO of Planned Parenthood, and Ms. Sarah Noble. It's Monday, so that means Mondays with Sandy Williams. You too can join the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.